Holding it in Tuf Mem Gimel, and Mishnah Berurah in Sif Bay, this one will be Berurah of Katan Yud Gimel. So, in a situation where if he didn't sell to the goy, so then he's Chayiv Levaharoi, Bizmani Suroi, which means Bishal Shishis with Mishnah Berurah comes the sixth hour, he must destroy it. Valvagav the Efshir, Shvalacham it's Machor La'akab B'mokam Shahu. Maybe the owner did sell it like you're supposed to, wherever the owner is, to a goy where he is using a kinyan which would work. You have vadei chometz here. You have a question if the owner sold it. So it's Savak Matsim, they vare b'chayv the vare. So the vare iser, you can't be make on your vare iser by saying maybe it's been solved, because maybe it hasn't been solved. So you must address it. Sif katan yud dalet.
Yeah, but the vare iser is only on his chametz. So if in fact, if it says it's a fake, if it's not his, then why do we talk about the vare iser?
Interesting question. Okay, you're asking a good question. Let's see the next Mishnah Berurah. We'll go back and talk about it. So, cutting your dalet. Filo in a chaybacher, you see, even though the Israel has no responsibility for this item, filo im lo kibel lo b'shmira klal, even though he's not taken any responsibility at all for the item, there's a mitzvah to sell it based on the mitzvah of Shabbos Haveda. Alva Gavda, who based on the Isser, saving a person from doing an Isser. I will gab day who ain't over love. He's not over any Aveira. He doesn't own it. Kolachim Sarch Levaro, Kadesh lo Yavar, love him Afkin. He has a chiyah to Bevar it to prevent the owner from being over the Isser. The Chay Yisrael Rebim Zeb is that. So his chiyah comes from the concept of Arvis. But the Asakroa, no, the Yeshal of Chiev Minatar, the virus as a chometz, and we afsha chometz and a shaloi. He has a chiev de mevar, even though it's not his. Kimish a chometz bebeisav Ahusha Yisrael. It's in his house and it belongs to a Jew. So he's over in this of Chabal Yeroa. V'chein das atzlach of Beis Meir Ayin Shom. So it's interesting, the more his lashon is like this, the more it says, lo yer elecha, so by the Yisrael by Yeroa, it says, lecha, it has to be yours. By lo yomotzei, it doesn't say l'cho. So Morris Marbe, the Morris says, so how do you understand that? That l'cho says, I will atzeroya shel acherim shel gavoya. Shel acherim shel gavoya, Rashi says, shel acherim means goyim. So the Gra understands it to mean specifically goyim. The heter of being roya, chomet shel acherim, is only chomet shel acherim, that acher is a goy. If I have chomet shel Yisrael on my rishus, I have a chiyuv deraisa by Yeroa, by Yomotzei, even though I have no achrayus for it. But it's chomet which is usur in my rishus and Pesach, I must destroy it. So according to the Gra, the loch of the step before, he has a chiyuv d'mivar and his poshet. He's going to be over this by Yeroa, by Yomotzei. So even though the owner possibly sold it somewhere where it is, and the owner says, like, you know, why are you in store my chomets? He says, listen, I'm a Vada Yisr, my own personal Yisr, and you maybe took care of it. I can't be Makel on my Vada Yisr because you maybe took care of it. Maybe you didn't take care of it. But according to the other Shita, which he says from the Bach and the Morgan of Rom, that Batsim is not over any Yisr because it's not his. The Torah says the only Yisr is if it's yours, it's not mine. So I'm not over any Yisr. But I have a Chiyuv to address it to protect you. So now you could argue, that the Chara, Semimonashach, where it's your Christ to take care of it more than it is mine. So if you took care of it, but sold it where you are, so then the Chiyuv devar it. If you didn't, so how is Hela Rosh HaMiyamas, when you burn in Gehenna, why is it my responsibility, type of a sort. You see that from the Gemara brings as a case. The Chazal said no, that this chiyuv of arvus would be mechayim to try and address it. I know there's a problem. It's the along the line, you know. I have no idea for the problem myself, so I have responsibility to take care of the problem. If right now I'm the person who's able to take care of it, I have a chiyuv to take care of it because of a selfie. But according to the growth, it's much easier. Let's say there's a case which case where the chametz has no owner. An example of that would be if the owner of it died, and the owner was a ger, so he has no yorshim. Or alternatively, if a person died after 6 hours, this is the case that the Nadi Behuda was dealing with, is that the owner was sick. And he didn't take care of selling it before this money, so like he should have, but he was too ill to take care of it. And he died after Sheshos, and there's a tremendous amount of valuable chametz which transferred to the rishos of the yorshim. So now all of a sudden they got this chametz, they have a chiyuv to revive it, and they have to destroy it. It's a tremendous, and they had no way of taking care of it beforehand. So it's interesting. The Ksois holds it that situation, they're able to sell it after Shei Shos. That's a Kiddush, but it's a big Kiddush. Now, the Behuda addresses it in a different way, since there it's also Hanoah right now. There's no Din Yerusha and Esiri Hanoah, so they're not trying it right now. So Nehav Chometz has no owner. Chometz has no owner. There's no Bayer of Yomotzis. Nobody has a Chiv to destroy it. After Pesach, they'll get it all to the Yerushim. So they're able to maintain it over Pesach, but nobody owns it. And that's how the Medrash Behuda addressed that problem. Okay, Gimel. Siman Tov Mem Gimel, Sif Gimel. Im Kano Shum Davar B'Chometz Acher Sheishos. The person took Chometz after 6 hours and exchanged it for an item. He used it as payment for an item. So that Chometz is also about no. So the sale is not valid. You can't give us a real no. Well, the Maisa now, he got something in exchange for the Chometz. So we could argue, incorrectly, but we could argue, so when I use this item, I'm getting benefit from the Chometz. Because I got this through the vehicle of the Chometz. The reason why I have it is because of the Chometz, and when I use it now, I'm gaining because of the Chometz. So I can't use the item. So that's not true. Mutter, Chazal said that the iser of Hanoah, which is on the chometz, does not transfer to that which is given in exchange for it. That's called being Teifes Dama. Teifes Dama means the iser would transfer to the item, and by chometz it doesn't happen. So the Mishnah Berurah of Kotan Tesvav, Acher Sheishos, Rutzalermer. It's already also b'hanoa, like the majority of the poskim. So the act of exchanging it is an issa deraisa. Even though it was also to do it, in a case where it's done, we do not say that the prohibition of hanoa transfers to the money given in exchange. The only time we find that the iser transfers onto the exchanged item, the item which is given in exchange, there's three things where the iser moves onto the item which was given in exchange. A person takes an item of Avodah Zorah and he gives it to somebody and gets money in exchange, that money is also B'Hanoah. The Avodah Zorah does not become Mutter B'Hanoah, the Avodah Zorah remains also B'Hanoah, means you have the Avodah Zorah is also and the money is also. A person takes an item of Shvius and sells it, the money which he gets has Kedusha Shvius on it. You have to use it for food and you have to keep all of the lochos of Shvius on the money. Again, the item of Shriyas doesn't lose its status of Shriyas. And by Hekdesh, what happens is when you give something in exchange of hekdesh, the kedushim leaves the hekdesh and goes on to the money. When you sell an item of hekdesh, what happens is that the kedusha goes from the item onto the money. With the exception of someone which has kedushas haguf, which means that the item itself was roid to be a korban in the mizbeach. A person is makdish an animal to be a korban, and it's not a balmum, but it's roid to go in the mizbeach itself. The person, you can't exchange it. But something which is, the kedusha is not the item itself. The item itself can't be used as a korban. It's going to be used for its value, etc. Those type of things. The kedusha will exchange from the item onto the money. But all other items, when even by Siri Anoa, if a person takes Basa B'cholam and he gives it to somebody and gets money in exchange, that was also to do that. You can't use your Basa B'cholam with Sesa B'Hanoa to get money. But once you got the money, that money is not Asur B'Hanoa. You don't transfer this Anoa from the Basa B'cholam onto the money. Because there the fees at. So, according to what we're explaining right now, Who adin the Pesach Kufa? This applies not only on Erev Pesach. This applies even on Pesach itself. Gam kan enu tefes damu. It's not only a loch on Erev Pesach. It's a loch even on Pesach itself. There's no din of the what's called being tefes damu, that the iser takes effect on the money. Now, mutter. This is the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tazayin. Hainu afilu the Misha Kano Gufa. The person who did it, which he shouldn't have done it, it's mutter to use the money. L'koshkin delacherim b'shar l'honis misa davar. Obviously, other people would be allowed to benefit from that item. What's the issue over here? The issue over here is there kanas? As we should argue, okay, even though meter raisa, there's no transfer of the iser of hanor from the chometz, or extension of the iser of the chometz onto the item, it may be rabbanon, we should say, but you shouldn't have done this, therefore we're not going to allow you to benefit from it. We say, no, that's not true. But there's no kanas, you'll have to benefit from it. Comes in Shabur and says, with that, the da samachar, but lav divir kolhu. You should know that not everybody agrees with this. The yesh migdalei ha-poskim shesavim. There are many. The Gilei Poskim, and he brings you a list over here on the bottom. It's a Rashi, and it's a Tosis, and it's a Rosh, and it's a Rebbeinu Yonah, and a Ritva. It's some heavyweights, shall we say. He tells us that it's a Sma and a Shach and Choshe Mishmer also. They disagree. So there's no real transfer of the Isser onto the item. Therefore, other people who were not part of this transaction may use the item. The chametz eno tayfes dama b'diavad. B'diavad, once it's done, it does not take effect on the item. Come on, come the balach chametz atzmai kanser rabbanon shal yohana min adama. Kivin the avad yisur. But the person himself, who against the halacha, transfer this chametz for money, he can't use that money as a kanas. Okay. The only case where it would be mutter for him to benefit from the exchange would be in a case where if somebody else exchanged his chametz, Reuven owned the chametz, and Shimon came without Reuven's knowledge and took Reuven's chametz and exchanged it to the goy and got money from the goy instead. And he comes to Reuven and says, hey, Reuven, look, I got rid of your chametz, I got money for you. So in that situation, Reuven can benefit from the money because he wasn't involved in it. In a case where he agreed to do it, even if he didn't actually do it, that's also the kanas would be effective and he can't benefit from it. Shabura feels that you have to mark like those poskim, unless the situation is a tremendous loss, then they would not give a knas. Now, it's interesting. Rashi's loss is a little bit different than the way Mr. Berurah presents it. Mr. Berurah presents it as it's simply a knas. which means that you're a bad boy, so we're going to give you a fine. Rashi's lashon is different. The Chazal looked at it that money is simply a case of money. I guess we don't always think in these terms. Money has money is not an item of value of itself. Money is because it has the power to buy something. So if a person gives chametz and gets money, did he have a noah yet? Didn't really have a noah yet. When's the moment of a noah? When he takes the money and he uses it. He buys something with it and he eats it. Or, you know, he does something with the money. So it comes out, the moment of benefiting from the chametz, the iser, is not when you got the money, it's when you spend it. So that's why you can't spend it. So Rashi seems to teach it. So even though Midaraisa once you got money, the chametz is gone, and you get the guy, basically what happened really in halacha, by halacha said, is the chametz is gone, the guy gave you a matana. Because you can't really sell chametz. It's not yours to sell. So what happened was you gave the guy some chametz and he gave you money in a matana. So Mikra did the Raisa, you're allowed to use it. But the chametz said, no, we're not going to allow that because at the end of the day, when you use the money, you're really benefiting from the chametz at that point in time. So it's not really like a, they have a fine, you're a bad boy, we're going to give you a fine. It's like we're trying to preclude a real benefit from the chametz. Now, b'da'oid, becomes Rashi, but furthermore, he says, da'afu de'ezu, even according to this, the chumradic opinion, im over v'konamin adamim, ezadabr, he went and spent the money and he got something else instead. Mutul lehonis me'ezadabr, he's allowed to use that item. The chalipe chalipin v'shori. That's the exchange for the exchange. Chazal did not say the exchange for the exchange. Okay. Void kasochachrayim. They take it a step further. The feel of the feet asa machirin bechametz lesser bechalifa ledidei gufei. Even according to the machmirim, that you can't benefit from the exchange for the person who exchanged it, the owner who exchanged it. Kamokam da hanadavka shaloka chalipe chametz b'shosha nosan hachametz. It's he received the item at that moment when he there was a real exchange. There was a real time exchange. Avim loka ches chalipe chametz la'achar zman. He gave the chametz. And he owed him the exchange. So he gave the goy the chametz. The goy says, I'll pay you back. He took it on credit. I'll pay you back later. Later on, he's paying off his credit bill. So in that situation, Chazal didn't answer it. Kuliyam mutar afal didei. Kim shalach hanokri es the chametz the reshusoy. So the goy owns the chametz immediately. Now he has a bill. If he gives money or an exchange, so it's not really a credit because the ma'aser Yisrael doesn't really have a right to sell it. So really, it means it's like the goy gave you a present later on. He doesn't really owe you anything in halacha. So if it's an immediate exchange, you say, listen, there was an exchange. If it's not immediate, we say, listen, so he gave him something. Later on, he gave you something. So Chazal did not answer that situation.
It's Asur Bahano if he gave him the money immediately for it?
According to Rashi, right. According to Rashi, because he shouldn't have exchanged it, when he did exchange it, the money he got back is Asur. Mm-hmm. It's only if it happens immediately. If it happens, he gave him the chometz, and the guy comes 2 days later, gives him the money, that money is mutter, even according to Rashi. According to Mechaber, it's mutter anyway.
So according to Mishnah Berurah, if the guy is a storekeeper, and there was never a change of money, but the storekeeper gave the Jew credit in the store, which is used later, that's okay also.
That would be okay also. I mean, I'll do it, but he'd be allowed to use the credit later on. So now the Bir Lachas is over here. This is all talking about, we say in the Bidi Evid, it's Mutter, according to Mechaber, according to Rashi, it's Mutter for other people. It's all talking about that he already gave him the exchange. He's not allowed to go, not allowed to go take it. They were still wrong to take, to accept the exchange. I mean, he hasn't given the money yet. He's not allowed to take the money. So even in this scenario we're talking about right now, the guy comes to here, I want to give you that money for that chometz that you gave me 3 days ago. You say, sorry, I can't take it. If you took it, you're allowed to use it. So, but you're not allowed to take it. So he does say that it's also to do it. Interesting question comes up nowadays, if the guy gave you a check. So he said, if it's an immediate exchange, it's mutter. If it's exchanged later on, if he gives it to you later on, it's... if it's an immediate exchange, it's usur to use it, according to Rashi. And if it's exchanged later on, it's mutter. Now, a check is... you go to the bank and you get money for it. But I mean, so is that called an immediate exchange? Is that called not an immediate exchange?
What about you can cash the checks on your iPhone now? Programs.
But even so, but the point is, there's another step to the process.
Right.
There is, so, how do you look at it?
You don't have to cash the check now. You can wait till tomorrow, and that's.
Or do you say, "Well, I got something immediately in exchange. I got a check." There is, you say, "But I ever receive it immediately in exchange? It's usur. I got something in exchange. I got a check."
Checks are like cash in many societies. They're negotiable. I remember the first time I was in Israel, people got a check and they used the check at the store, and the check would go from person to person, and maybe right. A long time went by before it was ever passed. The check, like cash.
So, Pashas, I mean, the way I understand it, I think that Dr. Katz is right. How does Halacha look at a check? Halacha looks at a check as what's called a harsha. Theoretically, if I'm doing everything the way I'm supposed to do, I put money in the bank. When I put money in the bank, that's called a loan to the bank. They don't keep that money. They don't store that item. They take the money and they spend it. And they invest it and they make money on it. Then they give me back, when I come and ask for the money, they give it to me back. So instead of me asking for the money, I'm giving the bank a command that they should pay you instead. So that's an halacha called a harshah. Harshah means when I want to collect a loan, that I'm cutting the loan. If I marshal you, I empower you, or I give you a rishus to go and collect the loan instead, that's called a harshah. So harshah is a check is a form of a harshah. Now the classic harshah, the Gemara, is I'm sending you to collect the loan for me. Right? I can't go I lend money to somebody, I can't go now and collect the money. So if you walk in the door, stop, and say, "I'm here to collect Rabbi Rangel's chayv," but the guy says, "Take a walk." Who are you? You're not Rabbi Rangel. I have to pay you. And that's the loch. He's right to say, "Well, Rabbi Rangel asked me to do it for him. That's very nice, but he's not mechayv to give it to you." If I'm marshal you, means I gave you rishus over the chayv, so now he can't ignore you. He has to answer you. And he has to say, "Okay, I'm ready to pay." If he refuses, you can take him to Bezdin. What's different over here than a regular Hashoah is over here, I'm saying you should collect it and keep it for yourself. So, but the more it talks about such a case of Hashoah, also according to the Tosfos, that's also called a Hashoah, it's a form of Hashoah. So that's what a check is in Halacha. That's oversimplifying. There's a whole Sefer that just came out now, two volumes. Hachek b'Halacha. That's the name of the Sefer. Hachek. Hey, Tes, Shin, Ayin, Kuf. Hachek b'Halacha. So, but assuming that you look at it like that, but at the same time, let's say if it has a value. I mean, the person discussed the following shaila. If I go to an ani on Purim, on a Sunday, Purim falls out this year on a Sunday, right? And I give an ani a check. My yotze matanas of yotze. What's the shaila? You can't cash a check on Sunday. So I gave him something which has no value. So that's not true. It has a value. It has immediate value. So I gave him something of value immediately. What can he do with it? He can go to the bank on Monday and get money for it. But the value, the same way if I give a person a shtarchoiv, if I give a person a shtarchoiv, immediately it has a value on the market. The value of the market might be a little bit less than the face value of the shtar, but it has immediate value. So over here, there is immediate value, which I'm giving the person. So I'm giving the person immediate value. So it's the case before it. When it's immediate exchange, it's also bahanah. So Riyashu says that that's considered like paying with money, and it would be also bahanah. And I think that makes a lot of sense.
But it's technically not money, the check.
But the law is, well, here we don't need money. We need, if I give you a car instead, it'll also be usur. It's not only money which is usur. It's any item which I give in exchange will be usur. If a person would say, he says, listen, I have a warehouse full of whiskey. I give you the whiskey and you give me a car instead. So if that's what we did on the spot, that car is usur for me to have benefit from. So it wasn't a car, it was a check. He gave me a check instead. So it would be the same thing. Even though it has a halacha of money value, like giving, you know, giving you something of value immediately. It's not just a way to get money later on. Right now it has a value, because any shtar has a value. I mean, in Eretz Yisrael, people don't do it nowadays anymore, but like you sign on the back of the check, you give it to the next guy, he signs on the back of the check, and you have five signatures on the back of the check, you finally get to the bank. They don't do it so much anymore, but we used to do that. I remember when I was getting married, I used to do it, you know. Everybody got these. They take care of the stuck of the Pushkin yeshiva. Like as long as you get a check with like four names signed on the back, you know, until finally it gets stuck in there, you know.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Maybe it's not directly related to what we're learning. Maybe it's off the topic. But the Pushkin say this is asur, but I give you a back door. Do it this way. I don't understand the hashkafa issue there. It seems a strange thing to do. It's inviting people to be over the halakha, in a sense.
Well, again, Mr. Burson, you're not allowed to do it.
Right.
You're not allowed to collect the money in that situation. Right. It's just that if you did it, we're not going to say it's awesome.
Right.
Yeah, you know, we don't always create disincentives. Sometimes you just have to be a good big boy yourself, you know.
I never understood this. It seems somewhat often.
I mean, there's certain things which we expect you to be a big boy and act properly, but if you don't act properly, we're not going to punish you. I mean, that's not our job. We're not a police force. Sometimes we are, but we don't always have to be a police force.
Right. The police are not policemen, but they set the guidelines, set the rules.
Well, they said it's us to do it. You shouldn't have done it. If you did it, but yeah, but we're not going to... The item is not us. You'd have a very different world if you'd have that, you know, where every single time something was also to do the bidi evident, the item would become prohibited. I mean, that would be quite a strange world. You shouldn't speak Lashon Hara. If you speak Lashon Hara, your tongue would stop working. You know, that would, I mean, that really is what should happen, right? You know, but that's not how life works. You know? I mean, right? But nobody would have a bechir anymore. The chametz
remains also wherever it is. It goes from goy to goy to goy. It was chametz which belonged to Jew at the beginning of Pesach. And I don't care how many people it travels to, it's still asur. And you can't buy from that item of chametz. Cannot be bought from a goy, even if the goy A transits to goy B, it doesn't make a difference. Even if the Jew kept the chametz over Pesach and then sold to the goy after Pesach, that chametz is also bahanah. The key of the chametz dilo yisro lo v'reu kechatichad yisur, it becomes an item of yisur itself. Okay, so the chametz, the grain became chametz. He didn't sell it, destroy it before over Pesach like he should have, and now he planted it. So the item goes into the ground. Out of that item now comes out a plant, comes out a wheat stalk. You're allowed to have benefit from the wheat stalk. Well, I'm having benefit from chametz. Gedul of mutar. So the Chokyakov says it's mutar. The gedulin havi kechalipin. We deal with gedulin like as if it was exchanged into a new item. In other words, in many places we find the concept when we look at when you plant something as if the item itself has been consumed and destroyed, and a new item came in its place. So it's a new item. So that's the case of Chalipin. The Chalipin and Bidi Evid is Mutter. However, the Nesivis argues
But that the gidulin gar mechalipin the kuliyama aser. Everybody holds that it's aser. By which was some sorry for Arachaim Simon Kufdalad. That he says a case or a person who planted. He's discussing if you planted it before Pesach. So here you have a different issue. So Chazal say it takes 3 days for a planting of a seed to take root. But meanwhile, sitting on this moist ground, this kernel of wheat sitting on this moist ground and becoming chametz. That's your chametz sitting on the ground. So forget about after Pesach. What do we do before Pesach in that situation? So the Chazal says in that situation you should sell it to a goy. But he says in a case where you didn't sell it, did he have it? You could say that it's mutter. So he's saying, in other words, the Makar Chaim might be right in a case where it was Vadi Chometz, which you planted Ersh after Pesach. But in case you planted before Pesach, you could argue that situation is mutter. Okay.
I think I missed something. So why is that a problem for Ruda Omer?
I'm sorry, what?
I must miss this point here, because there's quite a problem with the Omer then, right? The Omer, you can plant right before Pesach, and it's the second day of Pesach, so it's 3 days or so.
The Omer is a grain which it's fully grown. I mean, the items which came mutter through the Omer, you mean the Chodesh of the year, if it's planted before Pesach, when the Omer comes, it's matur. Yeah, it has to take root.
Right, but the Omer could be something that was planted right before Pesach, within 3 days, and it grew, and you picked it and bought that for the Omer.
Well, the Omer has to be fully grown grain. It takes more than 3 days for it to grow.
It has to be fully grown, really?
Oh. I mean, it has to be some level of grown. You're not getting... Right. I mean, this is Jack and the Beanstalk. Right. You put it in the ground and...
So you should, okay.
You know, you plant it earlier on, and then... The din of 3 days with the Omer is that if you... when you mark the carbon oimer, it's a matter. It's only matter the grain which has taken root.
Right.
So we assume if something was planted before Pesach 3 days already, it's taken root. So therefore, the oimer is matter it. Yeah. But the oimer itself is more than 3 days. Is more than 3 days old. 3 days old.
It has to be. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just by definition, it'll be larger. It'll be older than that, unless you, Jack of the Beanstalk style, would solve that. But. Okay. Simon Tafim Dalvus, we'll start the Simon. Okay. Din Erev Pesach Chal is Peshabbos, the case where Pesach falls out to be Motzi Shabbos. Or Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. Yudal Chal is Peshabbos, in a case where the 14th of Nisan is on Shabbos. So when do you do Badika? You do Badika, both can Leil Yud Gimel. Thursday night is the night of the 13th. The Badika must be done by night, can't be done on the night of the 14th. Because the goal is Badika, then beer. You can't do beer on Shabbos. Or you have limited options of beer on Shabbos. So you do Badika the night of the 13th. Mavarin akol lifnei Shabbos, and you destroy everything before Shabbos, except for the food you're going to use on Shabbos. Mashirin, Moshe Shtei Sudas, the Tzarcha Shabbos, and you, however, leave food for 2 meals worth for Shabbos. Friday night and Shabbos morning. What about shal shudas? The sura shlishis is mana achar mincha. The correct time to eat shal shudas is after mincha. And at that point in time, you can't eat chametz anymore. You can't eat shal shudas, not with chametz, and not with matzah, because you can't eat matzah in Erev Pesach. Lebe matzah, lebe chametz. Elam Mechaber says, what can you do? You can eat it with matzah shira. And we'll see the Ramah doesn't like that. Matzah shira is matzah, which instead of you using water to make the dough, you use fruit juice. Okay? Now, whatever that is you're eating, there's another halacha, the Erev Pesach, Chazal did not want you eating in such a way that's going to diminish your appetite for the mitzvah of matzah by the Seder. So Chazal said, 3 hours before Yom Tov starts, which means the beginning, if you divide the day into 12 hours, beginning of the 10th hour, 9 hours have passed, means there's still a quarter of the day, 3 hours left, you may not start a meal. Because if you start a meal then, it's going to diminish your appetite. So you have to start it before Shoah Asiris. So that's what the Chabra says. Comes to Ramah. Ramah says, Hagol. Medina says, Shein Noigin Lecho Matzah Sher. We don't eat Matzah Sher. Kiddel Kamom, and Simon Topsam Beis Sif Dalar Bahagol. We do not eat Matzah Sher except for Cherlim and Skenim, people which are ill and can't eat other foods. Yikaim Sudashlishis, Bemini Peiris, you'll have to eat it, fulfill Shashudas with fruit, or Bosser Badogim, or meat and fish. Kiddel El Simon Reis Adial Sif Hei Bahagol. That if you don't have an option of eating Mazoinus, you can fill Bisebach on the Shita that your Yotzah Shashudas with Bosher, Dogim, and Paris. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is going to point out the issue of eating matzah doesn't apply to cooked matzah. So, Kenedlach would be mutter to eat. Once it's cooked, it doesn't have a dinner matzah, and the Yotzah and it's a matzah, so Chazal did not ask it. Again, you have the problem with Shah series, I think. You know what? I'm not such a push at that. Yeah, okay. yeah, sure, it applies to Kenedlo. It doesn't apply to fruit. It applies to Kenedlo. So theoretically, you have an eitzah, you could make a bracha mazonos on something, but matzah shir you can't eat. So I point out that if you look in your egg matzahs are made with apple juice. They have a note over there from the Ramah that you may not eat this on Pesach. Except a person who's ill. So chocolate covered matzah, which is also made with apple juice, egg matzah, all those things that they sell because the people use them, etc. According to Ramah, you can't eat them. According to Sfaradim, you could. Minhag Ashkenaz is not to eat them. So they sell it and they tell you, by the way, you shouldn't be eating this. Okay, let's hold it here. Especially tomorrow we'll